I say this often because I believe it's true. Many people think that what little they could do to help people or a cause wouldn't make a difference, so, right, they wind up doing nothing. The truth is that when many people collectively do even just a little, a lot of people receive the answers to their needs and solutions to their challenges. One of the best examples of this idea in action is happening right now with the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign. You can tell what this campaign means to so many people and the role you could play in it. From the Salvation Army New Jersey is the commander of the Montclair Corps, Major Brett DeMichael. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, Chris. Thank you. How are you?
Great to have you here and great to have the kettles back after a couple of years of the COVID disturbance. SalvationArmyNJ.org is the website. And if you think you know everything about the Red Kettle campaign, well, you are going to find out some new things, too. And also one excuse got eliminated. We'll get to that in a second, too, Major. But talk about how important this campaign is for the Salvation Army.
Well, it's the single biggest fundraiser that we do throughout the year. Everybody sort of locally does their own thing day to day. But as far as the Salvation Army across the board, not even just in our country, but really in many places around the world, the Kettle effort is such a huge part of how we raise funds to funnel those funds back into the community. So we can't really overstate the importance to the Salvation Army of how our community is generous to us at this time of year.
Now, I have no doubt that when I say Salvation Army, everyone says, oh, yeah, I've heard about it. But if you ask those same people, all right, what do they do? I don't think they'd have a full, complete answer. So let me pose the question to you, Major. What does the Salvation Army do?
That's true. It's a great question. We do kind of deal with a bit of an identity crisis. But the Salvation Army really just meets needs in communities, whether those needs be spiritual, emotional, physical needs. You know, our theme for this year is Love Beyond. And we like to say that we are really motivated by love to help people move beyond their circumstance, whether that be a situation where they are unstable in their housing situation, in their food situation, in their mental state, whatever the situation may be that they find themselves in. Most of the time, not of their own making. Oftentimes, it's circumstances that have come upon them. The Salvation Army, in love, reaches out to those in need, and we're really not limited by what that need might be in any given community. So that's really our mission. Our actual mission statement says we meet human needs in Jesus' name without discrimination, and that's an important thing for people to understand as well. We ask no questions about who we serve other than how can we serve you.
And I would imagine, too, in the times that we are experiencing, have been for the last couple of years, the demand for all the services that the Salvation Army provides has no doubt increased.
Absolutely. Yeah, people have found themselves in situations that they never imagined themselves in because of things like the COVID pandemic and a little bit of recession that we're going through right now. We have had, I think the number is around 60-70% of people that have come to the Salvation Army in the last few years have never come to the Salvation Army before. I know we've experienced that in our own situation, and I know that that's happening really across the board. So it is a difficult time. Some signs say that we're moving out of that, and that's great news for a lot of people. But let's not kid ourselves. No matter what the situation is economically within the context of our community or even our country, there will still be people that have incredible need, and that's who the Salvation Army is there to serve.
And you never know how fast something that's literally a bolt of lightning could strike into a life or a community. It touched close to home for the Salvation Army the other night over at Union City. The thrift store, another great revenue source for the Salvation Army, was basically destroyed because of a horrific fire. And this time of year, that takes a big chunk of revenue out of a needy time for the organization.
Yeah, it really was. It was a blessing that there were no human injury. You know, nobody was hurt. It was in the evening, so the store was actually closed, which in one sense was good news. But yeah, it's devastating for that community in a lot of ways, for the Salvation Army trying to provide for a need for people who rely on a place like that to affordably provide what they need for themselves and for their family. So that's just another example of, like you said so well, it can happen in an instant. And how we respond to that really says a lot about who we are as a community. And the Salvation Army really has been blessed throughout its history by the generosity of the communities in which we serve. And we believe that Union City will be not be the exception in this case, but rather that community will step up and provide for the needs of their brothers and sisters in that community.
So Major Brett DeMichael, who is the commander of the Montclair Corps of the New Jersey Salvation Army, salvationarmynj.org for the state overall, and you can get specific links to a specific location that's near you. You can also learn, of course, about this year's Red Kettle campaign. We have that link over at our website as well. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I've noticed traveling around, Major, that the kettle locations a lot of times develop their own personalities. They'll wear costumes. They'll have the chapter's brass band show up, perform. They'll incorporate the school and the children's choir. It really becomes part of the holiday experience.
Yeah, it's really interesting that it's one of the things, certainly in our country, that the Salvation Army is known for is the Red Kettle. And it always helps to have some personality there. You know, you can stand there and ring the bell, and we're grateful when people do that, but there's also an opportunity to kind of express yourself. And there's a lot of benefit. I think people really enjoy being able to support the Salvation Army and the community in this way, in their own way. Many of the people that volunteer for us have stories about how the Salvation Army has impacted their lives in the past through their parents, their grandparents, their extended family, things like that, even you know, their own situation. So, yeah, we love to see that. We love to see the costumes. The banding is a tradition of the Salvation Army that always proves to be really popular at the kettle as well. But anything like that that just brings notice and helps people recognize the fact that, yeah, we're there again this Christmas, and we're in need of their donations to help us love beyond people's circumstances is going to be a benefit for sure.
And I've seen some bell ringers out there in some horrific cold and horrific weather still ringing the bell and being dedicated to the cause. Also, I've noticed, too, that parents encourage their kids to go up to the kettle and get that idea of giving engraved into the younger people.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And it's really, I think a lot of people that are psychologists, sociologists would say that we're really experiencing a generation of teens and younger that are wanting to be engaged in their community. And for a parent to teach a kid that's important to do, to give back, it's really great. And as someone who stood their share of kettles and rung their share of bells, as you can imagine, it is heartwarming to see when it becomes sort of generational and kids enjoy the idea of putting a dollar in the kettle and getting a chance maybe to ring the bell. But it is helpful to help them understand really what it's all about and why we're all working together to help our community.
I teased before that there had been an excuse for you not to give when you saw the Red Kettle, because a lot of people don't carry traditional coins or paper money in their pockets. But this is something the Salvation Army had started a couple of years ago, but now you've really gone full-blown out with it. Digital donations. Talk about that now.
Yeah, there's actually multiple platforms. Thanks for bringing that up, because it is really important. Because, yeah, I mean, I'm just like everybody else. I don't carry any cash, hardly ever. So I know what that is like, and that's always been sort of a concern about the kettle. But there are so many ways to give. The website that you mentioned, the Salvation Army's New Jersey State website, is a great opportunity to do that. The Salvation Army's national website is another way to do that. Even now, Chris, so often when you go to a kettle, if you're coming in and out of a store, and you see a kettle, oftentimes there'll be the opportunity to give cash. But right on the kettle sign, there'll be a QR code that will connect you to Google Pay, to Apple Pay, to one of those platforms. They can give you an opportunity to give right there in that moment, or scan the QR code, and then the website will pop up on your phone, and you can give at your convenience. But there's all kinds of ways to do that. Of course, a dollar or a $5 bill in the kettle is still a great way to do it. But understanding the times and that's not always convenient for people, we want to try to be available. So the state website is a great place. The QR code on the kettle sign is a great place. Anything that you can take advantage of to support the kettle effort is appreciated.
And this really goes in line, too, with the teaching of Jesus when he said about doing your works in silence, because the one you really need to see you doing it is watching. That will be, of course, the Lord and Savior God.
That's right. Yeah, you know, we're unashamedly a Christian organization, a church first, but we believe that God has laid on our church the specific responsibility to help those in need, and we really take those scriptures to heart. Whatever you've done to the least of my brethren, you've done to me. Do it in secret so that you're not, you know, like we would say today, tooting your own horn or what have you. But there is a certain fulfillment that comes from giving and doing it from your heart and doing it out of love for a community and love for God. And so we just try to be a facilitator for people to be able to do that.
This is Salvation Army Red Kettle Campaign throughout New Jersey, from Hobby Lobby to Walgreens to Walmart to ShopRite to supermarkets and pro shops and sporting goods stores, you name it. You're probably going to see a Red Kettle somewhere throughout the state. And again, like the major mentioned too, don't happen to have cash, where you can donate on location at the kettle digitally, or you could also go to the New Jersey website, which is salvationarmynj.org. If you're listening on the stream, salvationarmy.org. We have it all linked at our page as well for you to reference, and more importantly, become involved with the 2022 Salvation Army Red Kettle Campaign. We've been talking with the commander of the Montclair Corps of the Salvation Army in New Jersey, Major Brett DeMichael. Thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure, Chris. Thanks so much for having me. Have a blessed Christmas.